From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. The Utah Senate passed a bill today that would ban elective abortions if Roe v. Wade is overturned. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports.
The bill exempts abortions in cases of rape, incest, if the mother's life is at risk, or the fetus has a lethal defect. People who perform abortions made illegal under the bill would be charged with a second-degree felony. The bill's sponsor, Republican Senator Dan McKay, says it's the government's job to speak up for those who cannot advocate for themselves.
It is one of our primary duties, and the unborn cannot speak. It's regrettable that the government has to protect the unborn from a parent.
But Democratic Senator Luz Escamilla says the bill amounts to government intrusion on a personal decision.
And here we are sitting here going to make a decision on how that goes and what the process is, and we know better. We don't.
The bill still needs approval from the House of Representatives, which it's expected to get. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Utah's first medical cannabis pharmacy officially opened for business today. KUER's John Reed went to Dragonfly Wellness in downtown Salt Lake City to see what it's offering.
Dragonfly Wellness describes itself as a bottom-up operation. They grow, process, and sell cannabis products, with prices ranging from $15 to $95. Utah doesn't allow patients to smoke cannabis, so it comes in the form of things like edibles and oils. Andrew Rigby with the Department of Agriculture says the state's program still has a long way to go, but it is starting on schedule.
As soon as we were able to actually be open for business, we wanted to be open for business. So the system has been built. We're able to fulfill products for patients.
As of late last week, 59 medical providers in Utah have been approved by the Department of Health to recommend cannabis to their patients. But to help guide them with dosing, which hasn't been well established yet, most pharmacies will also have in-house help. Rod Sharma is one of two pharmacists on hand at Dragonfly.
It's really on the history of the patient, what they've been using, what they're used to using. A lot of patients are very knowledgeable on what they want. We're really here to guide them towards that sweet spot on what really helps them.
Rigby says he expects at least two more pharmacies to open by early April, with most others up and running by July. John Reed, KUER News.
People with complaints about American Disabilities Act violations could soon have another way to handle them besides legal action. Under current law, the only way to report an ADA violation is through a federal lawsuit. But a bill that passed the Utah House today would give people the option to personally reach out to a business about problems with ADA access. Republican Representative Brady Brammer says this would help people avoid the courts.
These lawsuits can become abusive. There's a need for them at times, and this provides a means for which people to follow best practices.
The Utah Senate will now take up the bill. A new fund created by community organizations and businesses aims to preserve affordable housing in Utah. The Utah Preservation Fund will be managed by the Utah Nonprofit Housing Corporation. Its first goal is to preserve 100 of Utah's most affordable units with a $20 million initiative. To do that, it will obtain 54 units from Salt Lake County's housing authority, Housing Connect. The U.S. Forest Service says it might have to turn its seasonal workforce into a full-time crew in order to step up its wildfire fighting efforts. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
Right now, the U.S. Forest Service says it has more than 10,000 people employed as firefighters. Most of them are seasonal workers. Agency Chief Vicky Christensen says wildfire season is a thing of the past. We now have fire years.
The needs when I was a firefighter over 30 years ago is not the same that we have today.
In a hearing of the House Interior and Environment Appropriations Subcommittee, Christensen explained that the agency has been studying the idea of a full-time fire force over the last year.
All signs to our analysis point that we need to shift the mix of our workforce to full-time.
The Forest Service isn't the only agency thinking about this either. The Interior Department wants to spend $50 million on full-time firefighters of its own. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources is looking for information on the poaching of six adult bull elk near Park City. Between December and January, six animals were shot and left to waste, five of them trophy size. Each of those trophy animals has a restitution value of $8,000. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.